Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast. I assume the other host will be here pretty soon. That's the Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast. I'm sitting here in the living room with a gentleman who's filling out for a passport, and he's doing it strangely.
As an American national.
He's doing it as an American national.
Not a U.S. citizen.
Not as a U.S. citizen. That is to say, well, as that one guy said, he said he's not a U.S. citizen. He's not a U.S. anything. I guess he's a citizen of California, he said, or I'm not sure exactly what he said. But, well, a native of California. And thus a national. You know. Anyway. So he's listening to a podcast in the background. And quite frankly, I hope the other host hops on here pretty soon. I'm going to send him a text and ask him what's up. Because I really hate monologuing. That's, you know, I'm going to tell him, our is up. Where are you? Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got reading materials, or we could get Joe to turn up his podcast and we could just listen to it. Because he's listening to some stuff while he fills out this form.
Yeah, just
so. Anyway. So, I see that some people recommend on the Social Security number you put XXXXXX. And I guess the guy he's looking at right now says use all zeros. You know. Basically, you're saying this is the non-existent Social Security number type thing, as in I don't have one. And here comes Kano. I know from the smell of those Skittles that I can... He's typing stuff. He's not even listening.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a tornado. This might be the last time you hear from me.
Okay, why is that?
I thought I'm in the middle of a tornado.
What are you doing in the middle of a tornado?
I'm sorry, what?
Why are you in the middle of a tornado?
Because it decided to cross my path.
You don't have any tornadoes this year. This will be the first one.
You what?
I haven't heard of any tornadoes this year. This will be the first one.
Yeah, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. Wow. All right, so I'm over here at Joe's place, and he's filling out a form.
I have no control over that.
I don't know if you can hear that or not.
No, I can't really hear anything. What?
To the topic at hand, nationality is the same for all three types of citizens. This is all taken from that document, and so passports will show the same nationality for the different types of citizens. And so this is basically a sanitized passport that was put up there. Some most important things to consider when you're filling out the passport application is never put down anywhere that you're a U.S. citizen. Nobody is a U.S. citizen. Insert zeros under the Social Security number. That's the other thing. Those are the two most important things. If you go to that document and read through it, you'll understand it a lot better. But the most important, these are the two most important things. My contact information, my blog is sovereignty international.wordpress.com. My website is sovereignty international.fyi. My email address is engineerwin@yahoo.com. My YouTube profile, Sovereign Living and Sovereignty International. My Facebook community page, I deleted it due to censorship on the part of Facebook. My private group on Facebook, Sovereignty International, is being deleted. But it takes time to ban 17,000 people off your private group.
Right, you got... Oh, it came off the thing.
Yeah, never write down or put down or mark or check box anything saying that you are a citizen. You are a sovereign. I always scratch out the citizen and write in sovereign and then just check the check box or whatever.
Well, I did pretty much the same thing concerning every time they sent me a notice from the court declaring me to be this, that, or the other, I'd scratch it out, you know, and put in what I considered myself
so
to be.
Before I delete that profile, I am...
Right. That's why they try not to leave you room to scratch anything out and write anything in.
Oh, yeah, and they want you to fill out forms on a computer now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You can't alter it that way. You know?
Right.
If I go to a website and they require me to register in order to sign in, as soon as I got my profile, I put in a disclaimer in my profile that it was impossible to sign up to this site without lying about certain issues. And I correct them at that point.
Liar!
Well, hello. Goodbye. Okay, so I guess he's off to see Dorothy in the wonderful land of Oz, because the tornado got him. Hopefully he'll call us back when he gets near a cell tower over there. All righty. Well, what have I got? I bring reading material, maybe?
Here.
We'll play this.
All you can do right there.
At the very beginning, it says it'd be further enacted.
Oops, turn it up.
Namely, the word person shall be held to apply to partnerships and corporations. And then more DC code, absence of 7 years, this gives them the ability to presume that you're dead. Okay, that's the Sestakay Trust. And that's it all comes into probate law and for dead things. And so everything they do, that's why it's all martial law. It's all under probate. Anyways, this is located at 31 Stat 1230. It's Section 252, the presumption of death. I'm not going to read it because if you want to read it, you can pause it and read it. The important thing is that it creates the presumption that you're dead. And this is in Title 15, United States Code, Section 44, under the definition section. A corporation shall be deemed to include any company, trust, so-called Massachusetts trust or association, incorporated or unincorporated, which is organized to carry on business for its own profit or that of its members, and has shares of capital or capital stock or certificates of interest, and any company, trust, and it goes through the same definition, but it doesn't have shares of capital stock. And so the point being is that this is talking about the Sestakay Trust, among other things. CubeYard.com. For great custom websites, domain names, and hosting, go to CubeYard.com. Use coupon code CY172 for 20% off your first order. CubeYard.com is, they give you, it's they encrypt everything, I am telling you. Now, obviously, your website's not going to be encrypted because people can look at it, but the code behind it and everything is all encrypted. Now, so I would say that it is like hack-proof, but you're going to have to talk to the guy that runs it because he'll be able to tell you more. But I would say that it's probably hack-proof. Anyways, if you're concerned about hacking, I mean, that guy is brilliant. He's been doing this for a long time. He's, you know, in his 50s, I'm sure. And so he's big-time computer nerd. Anyways, cubeyard.com, your source for websites, domain names, and hosting. Okay, so this is the passport application, and you notice how it's important to use all zeros for the Social Security number. This is a hypothetical one that's been filled out, and they filled it in. And then on the mailing address, this is the address where you have them send the passport to, and it's in care of, and so then you put all that down with a zip code. Okay? Yeah. And that's important. Now, the bottom part of this page, it even talks about non-citizen nationals. It's all throughout the application form, actually. Now, in this form, this is taken again from that document, and they say where you sign it, you have to put without prejudice, UCC 1-308. Well, quite frankly, I wouldn't say anything about UCC 1-308. I would just put without prejudice. That's the way I'm planning on doing it. But again, it's up to you what you want to do. And now check out my other videos, Bankster Thieves 1, 2, and 3, Churchianity Series, Bankrupt Corporate So-Called Governments, Bar Members 1, 2, and 3, Do It Yourself, How Not to Volunteer for the Selective Service, Martial Laws Here, Do It Yourself, No Income Tax, Do It Yourself, No Sales Tax, Citizenship, Do It Yourself, Free Mail 1 and 2, Do It Yourself, Kangaroo Courts 1 through 9. I've got over 300 videos up on my free channel and over 150 on my subscription-based channel. And the ones that are on my free channel that are not on my subscription-based channel are ones that, you know, just don't get any hits. Quite frankly, they've got a few, and there's just not a lot of activity on them. And so, But the ones that are on my so I've got 160 videos on my that many on my subscription channel, and over 300, getting up close to 320 now, on my free channel. Anyways, this is the second page of the passport application, and he goes through, and important to check off no to U.S. citizen. You see where it's highlighted up there at the top? See where my cursor is? It's you put no to U.S. citizen, and sex is male, and you put no to U.S. citizen, okay? So this is talking about your parents, okay? No, no, no. And so the U.S. citizen down here, you check no. And then the RFD, that stands for Rural Free Delivery. Means you do not live in the District of Columbia and the territories, okay? And so RFD rural free delivery. That's your permanent address, okay? That's not the mailing address. So the permanent address is rural free delivery. And if you notice in my free mail videos, I put RFD in the zip code. And that's what the RFD stands for, is Rural Free Delivery. And then in the permanent address is under zip code is all zeros, okay? And all of this is, like, very important. You can sit and look at this, pause the video and study this over if you wish, or download the document. I took this.
Right. So, yeah. He's saying you don't live in the... I can't say it.
Where's Kano?
He got lifted by the tornado, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. What are they going to do without his guidance?
I know not. I know not. I haven't a clue.
RFD. Now, what about the RFD? What was he talking about, the RFD?
Rural Free Delivery.
So right down here. Now, what do I want
Rural Free Delivery.
My permanent address?
That's your permanent address. You don't live in the United States. Nobody does. Nobody lives in a postal code either. Postal codes are only for the post office itself. Nobody lives in a postal code. You don't live in the post office, therefore you do not live in a postal code. Jeez. used to work for the post office. It's like, you know, how do you explain that to people? Oh, well.
Well, that's interesting. Trying to keep the conversation going on here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's right. I'm trying to help here.
Wow.
Do not live in the U.S., okay? Livery. I got to spell it right, but it might not go through, huh? Let's see. This one's already not going to go through.
Yeah, they might. Well, you know what? And you might have to do it multiple times. You might have to do it multiple times. One of the gentlemen I was listening to, you have to do, well, you gave me the podcast. You have to send in your stuff
so
repeatedly.
So right here, I should have put 0000?
Is this your in care of? No, I think you put the zip code for that.
Okay, mail that back. But not all the other stuff.
Well, you might have to fill that form out again because you struck something out once.
Well, yeah. I'm
already
in. It's an experimental one right now, so it's already in experimental stages. We can go ahead and hit play again here, and I'll try to finish filling this out.
Right out of the document. And so download the document, and then you can read it over. It's about, you know, maybe 10 pages at the most, maybe more. But you read it through, and it gives you detailed instructions on everything. This is a short one.
We were winding it because I wasn't done.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look.
Well, yeah, he has to. He was showing me the documents while I was reading the podcast, and now he has to go back and see what they were talking about. And so we might get repeats over and over and over again. I would prefer, I think I probably already mentioned that we were at his house, but I'd prefer not to talk about who's doing the stuff.
What about your spouse? Do you just put in N-A?
Do you have a spouse yet? Okay.
Put in N-A?
I'm not sure, but for your... Your parents, they are not citizens, and the ones that are on
my free channel that are not on my.
There you go. You keep talking.
All right. Now, my disclaimer on this is, I don't know that any of this is truthful or accurate. Okay. I don't know.
It's for educational purposes only.
Well. Yeah, it is. It's for educational purposes only, but, I mean, it's important. We need to find out whether this is true or not. You know, this is just what this one guy is saying. So,
anyway, this is the second page of the...
It all sounds nice and pleasant, but, you know, the question is... I don't know.
Here we go again. He's explaining it all again.
It's you put no to U.S. citizen, and sex is male, and you put no to U.S. citizen, okay? So this is talking about your parents, okay? No, no, no. And so the U.S. citizen down here, you check no. And then the RFD, that stands for Rural Free Delivery. Means you do not live in the District of Columbia and the territories, okay? And so RFD it means rural free delivery. That's your permanent address, okay? That's not the mailing address. So the permanent address is rural free delivery. And if you notice in my free mail videos, I put RFD in the zip code. And that's what the RFD stands for, is Rural Free Delivery. And then in the permanent address is under zip code is all zeros, okay? And all of this is, like, very important. You can sit and look at this, pause the video and study this over if you wish, or download the document. I took this right out of the document. And so download the document, and then you can read it over. It's about maybe 10 pages at the most. Maybe more, but you read it through, and it gives you detailed instructions on everything. This is a short one, I think everybody, if they want to be free, got to do this. You got to change their presumptions, okay? No. And so the U.S. citizen down here, you check no. And, um, And then the RFD, that stands for Rural Free Delivery, means you do not live in the District of Columbia and the territories, okay? And so RFD, it means Rural Free Delivery. That's your permanent address, okay? That's not the mailing address. So the permanent address is Rural Free Delivery. And if you notice in my free mail videos, I put RFD in the zip code, and that's what the RFD stands for, is Rural Free Delivery. And then in the permanent address is under zip code is all zeros, okay? And all of this is, like, very important. You can sit and look at this, pause the video and study this over if you wish, or download the document. I took this right out of the document. And so download the document, and then you can read it over. It's about 10 pages at the most, maybe more. But you read it through, and it gives you detailed instructions on everything. This is a short one, I think everybody, if they want to be free, got to do this. You got to change their presumptions, okay? And right now you've given them evidence that you're one of the slaves, and you got to undo all that stuff. Thanks for watching, and keep in touch. Bye.
Yeah, I got to put on here that I was divorced. Okay, have I ever been married? Yes. Name of current spouse or most recent spouse. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a tricky one. I didn't know. Did that guy put a name of a spouse on his application?
You'll have to go back and look again.
Okay, I'm going to look. He did tonight. Well, he had a current spouse, so it doesn't apply.
Right. So we go to his website and we ask him that question directly. I used to be married. I'm not married now. I'm trying to get married again. How do I fill this out?
Well, I don't know that, you know, have I been married? That's really, I don't know what her, I mean, who cares what her name is now? What's her birth date and her place of birth? I mean, I don't even really know. I guess Texas. She was born in Texas. That's all I know. I got to know all that about somebody I was married to 20 years ago. Give me a break. What's another height or hair color? The hair color varies. Could be blonde, could be brown, could be black.
Could be gray by now.
It's probably got some gray in. She's 44. Could be a little bit of gray coming in. I haven't seen her for several years, so she's my ex for a reason. And all my exes don't live in Texas.
And all of your exes don't live in Texas.
That's right. Right. Or California, like some of us. let's see. What's my dad's phone number? I have to look that one up to make sure. I've got a real problem with mine because the guy that is on my birth certificate is not the guy that's my father.
Okay.
He has a different name on my birth certificate than what his real name was because he didn't know what his real name was until he was older. What is Jack? What is Herschel? What a deal.
His name changed?
No. His mom called him one name, and his real name was something else. A little odd. Yes, it was. I'm going to need my address. I don't know where it is. I'm going to look it up. Somewhere here, I've got a picture of my dad's address. Oh, you know what? Oh, we could find it faster on a magazine running around here. I've got some magazines in my dad's here, and it's got the address on the magazine.
Right.
I'm probably going to get up. I've got to get my dad's address for the for the passport application. They need my parents' address and my age, they need my dad's address and phone number. What a deal. Well, it looks like I'm going to be getting up and looking for a phone number. What a pain all this has been. Nope. Well, what time is the podcast going to be on? Nobody's talking. What's the deal?
You're talking.
Well, there's nobody else talking.
I know, you're talking.
Are we the only ones on here? I guess we're being recorded.
Yeah, we are being recorded.
For later podcast.
Yeah, so I'd prefer not to give out your personal information.
Yeah.
So his website was sovereignty international.info, and that comes up as...
That video was, eight months old. Fairly
current. Right.
Current.
To purchase, call afternick.com or call this number. So I think I heard his website wrong because... It didn't work.
He might have shut it down already. He was shutting some stuff down.
Yeah, he was shutting stuff down because he was being...
monitored by the Google.
Well, he was being... They were modifying his stuff. You know, he'd say one thing and...
There's his information if you want to look at it on his... On his
okay. Well, he just stop doing that.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Okay. Okay, so... vid.me/sovereignty international is one way to reach him. Okay. And sovereignty international.wordpress, you know, whatever. And then he's got a Yahoo group thing and a groups.google thing. And
complimentary water for anybody here in the room.
Gee, thanks. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're here at the Joe's Lounge and Water Bar.
Joe's Bar and Grill, what are you talking about?
Joe's Bar and Grill, there we go. Let's see now. Well, yeah, I don't see that... website I heard him say. Since YouTube and their Google handlers are so adamant about persecuting anybody who does not go along with their party line. Oh, he's on VidMe. VidMe is one of those alternative sites for YouTube. And there's actually about a half a dozen of these sites going up. And in one of our podcasts, I should make a point of documenting them and making them available. There's even alternatives to Facebook out there. They're pretty Facebook-like, but not the politics thereof.
There you go.
Okay, that didn't work, and I don't know how to back up. Okay, that's better. Okay, so his phone does not allow me to...
It might take a while. It don't log in properly.
Well, it doesn't allow me the option of doing it in a new tab. It might do it automatically, but it didn't allow me... didn't pop up a menu saying, what do you want to do? Yep. I want to open this up in a new tab. It's doing a redirect. Okay.
You'll have to type that in. Put a www in front of it, probably.
Well, yeah, I'll type it into my device. vid.me/ capital S, O, V, make sure I spell this right, E-R-E. I-G-N-T-Y. That's sovereignty. Ack. Screen squished around on me. And then international in lowercase. Kano, are you still on? I am about to call in. Okay, Kano's about to join back in.
All
right. He's finally landed in Oz.
In the Wizard of Oz? He finally landed in the Wizard of Oz?
Yep, international. Okay, so go. And let's see if this site works. All right, so our co-host is about to call back in. I'm going to say yes, yes, we're still in, and we should probably do a Ron Paul. Yes, yeah, still here. Call in and do Ron Paul. And he just called in, I think. Well, I heard a click. I heard a definite click. And I'm knocking things down in Joe's house, and I'm sorry.
Joe's Bar and Grill, you mean?
In Joe's Bar and Grill. And I apologize to the waitress and the cook and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where's that meatloaf? I was going to eat meatloaf in about 40 minutes, and then somebody said, oh, there's a podcast.
Oh, meatloaf at B&S?
At M and
B. Moving people?
I'm horrible.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
He's got the CRS.
I got CRS.
Really kicking in.
It's really kicking in.
If you don't know what CRS is, you'll have to.
You'll have to ask somebody else because I don't remember.
He's totally drawn a blank.
I'm totally. Oh my gosh. I did hear something click in, though. Maybe it's the CIA recording our podcast.
You can only be so
lucky. If only. If only I had a brain. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay. Yeah, we're sounding more and more like the Church of the Subgenius here. And well, the problem is I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I've been working. I've been digging up sweet potatoes and then helping people move and helping other people move dirt around for their gardens and whatever and smoothing out sand so people could put it in patios and generally just working with a shovel.
He's been working his fingers to the bone, and you know what he got?
No, I...
Bony fingers.
No, I got pretty strong fingers.
Okay.
Bony
fingers.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's been a wonderful day.
It was a pretty good day. Yeah, yeah. I was expecting to eat meatloaf at the M&L restaurant. And so instead I'm here at the Joe's Bar and Grill, and I don't know.
Just didn't satisfy you.
Yeah, there's some conspiracy theorist over here filling out passports strangely.
You may have to go to Sonic. They may still serve food to you later.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, we'll have to tell Joe we want an order of Sonic burgers here at Joe's Bar and Grill.
He'll order them right up for you.
Send his delivery driver out to go pick him up.
Yes.
All righty. Terrible.
Whew.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's see now. Are you still on? I'm about to call in.
Call?
No, that's Kano's last message. So, yeah. Maybe I should call in Ron Paul and let him walk in on that. That's, you know. Or phone call. And, well, if I end a call, there's going to be dead air for a little bit. So that's the only way I can do.
President Trump has been notoriously inconsistent in his foreign policy. He campaigned on and won the presidency with promises to repair relations with Russia, pull out of no-win wars like Afghanistan, and end the failed U.S. policy of nation-building overseas. Once in office, he pursued policies exactly the opposite of what he had campaigned on. Unfortunately, Iran is one of the few areas where the president has been very consistent and consistently wrong. In the president's speech last week, he expressed his view that Iran was not living up to the spirit of the 2015 nuclear agreement, that he would turn to Congress to apply new sanctions to Iran and to, he hopes, take the U.S. out of the deal entirely. Nearly every assertion in the president's speech was embarrassingly incorrect. Iran is not allied with al-Qaeda, as the president stated. The money President Obama sent to Iran was their own money. Much of it was a down payment made to the U.S. for fighter planes that were never delivered when Iran changed from being friend to foe in 1979. The president also falsely claims that Iran targets the United States with terrorism. He claims that Iran has fueled sectarian violence in Iraq when it was the Iranian militias who prevented Baghdad from being overtaken by ISIS in 2014. There are too many other false statements in the president's speech to mention. How could he be so wrong in so many basic facts on Iran? Here's a clue. The media reports that his number one advisor on Iran is his ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. Ambassador Haley is a so-called diplomat who believes war is the best first option rather than the last worst option. She has no prior foreign policy experience, but her closest mentor is John Bolton, the neocon who lied us into the Iraq war. How do these people live with themselves when they look around at the death and destruction their policies have caused? Unfortunately, the American people are being neoconned into another war, just as with the disastrous 2003 U.S. attack on Iraq. The media builds up the fear and does the bidding of the warmongers without checking facts or applying the necessary skepticism to neocon claims. Like most Americans, I do not endorse Iran's style of government. I prefer religion and the state to be separate. And even though our liberties have been under attack by our government, I prefer our much freer system in the United States. But I wonder how many Americans know that Iran has not attacked or regime changed another country in its modern history. Iran's actions in Syria are at the invitation of the legitimate Syrian government. And why won't President Trump tell us the truth about the Iranian troops in Syria, that they are fighting ISIS and al-Qaeda, both of which are Sunni extremist groups that are Iran's and our mortal enemies? How many Americans know that Iran is one of the few countries in the region that actually holds elections that are contested by candidates with very different philosophies. Do any Americans wonder why the Saudis are considered one of our greatest allies in the Middle East, even though they hold no elections and have one of the world's worst human rights records? Let's be clear here. President Trump did not just announce that he was decertifying Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal. He announced that Iran was from now on going to be in the bull's.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, October 16th. President Trump has been notoriously inconsistent in his foreign policy. He campaigned on and won the presidency with promises to repair relations with Russia, pull out of no-win wars like Afghanistan, and end the failed U.S. policy of nation-building overseas. Once in office, he pursued policies exactly the opposite of what he had campaigned on. Unfortunately, Iran is one of the few areas where the president has been very consistent and consistently wrong. In the president's speech last week, he expressed his view that Iran was not living up to the spirit of the 2015 nuclear agreement, that he would turn to Congress to apply new sanctions to Iran and to, he hopes, take the U.S. out of the deal entirely. Nearly every assertion in the president's speech was embarrassingly incorrect. Iran is not allied with al-Qaeda, as the president stated. The money President Obama sent to Iran was their own money. Much of it was a down payment made to the U.S. for fighter planes that were never delivered when Iran changed from being friend to foe in 1979. The president also falsely claims that Iran targets the United States with terrorism. He claims that Iran has fueled sectarian violence in Iraq when it was the Iranian militias who prevented Baghdad from being overtaken by ISIS in 2014. There are too many other false statements in the president's speech to mention. How could he be so wrong in so many basic facts on Iran? Here's a clue. The media reports that his number one advisor on Iran is his ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. Ambassador Haley is a so-called diplomat who believes war is the best first option rather than the last worst option. She has no prior foreign policy experience, but her closest mentor is John Bolton, the neocon who lied us into the Iraq war. How do these people live with themselves when they look around at the death and destruction their policies have caused? Unfortunately, the American people are being neoconned into another war, just as with the disastrous 2003 U.S. attack on Iraq. The media builds up the fear and does the bidding of the warmongers without checking facts or applying the necessary skepticism to neocon claims. Like most Americans, I do not endorse Iran's style of government. I prefer religion and the state to be separate. And even though our liberties have been under attack by our government, I prefer our much freer system in the United States. But I wonder how many Americans know that Iran has not attacked or regime changed another country in its modern history. Iran's actions in Syria are at the invitation of the legitimate Syrian government. And why won't President Trump tell us the truth about the Iranian troops in Syria, that they are fighting ISIS and al-Qaeda, both of which are Sunni extremist groups that are Iran's and our mortal enemies? How many Americans know that Iran is one of the few countries in the region that actually holds elections that are contested by candidates with very different philosophies? Do any Americans wonder why the Saudis are considered one of our greatest allies in the Middle East, even though they hold no elections and have one of the world's worst human rights records? Let's be clear here. President Trump did not just announce that he was decertifying Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal. He announced that Iran was from now on going to be in the bull's.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
1.
Yeah. We're not pressing 1 because we're not repeating the announcement. State citizen red flag. Do not stop. Do not detain. Do not interrogate. Lifetime concealed weapons permit. Okay. Whatever.
As a U.S. national. We're just trying to fill out his passport. Passport on me, I'll be able to have a concealed carry weapon.
Well, having just spoke about Ron Paul talking about our wonderful, well, not my president. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for the other candidate either. I do not vote for authoritarians. And that's the only thing that goes for that position is authoritarians. You know, if you want to have people who act as dictators, then create positions of power, and dictators will flock to be your rulers. They will demand the position. All right, so I did not vote for, I can't remember his name either. The guy goes, "You're fired!"
Donald Trump,
yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't assassinate him and thus started civil war here. But I did pretty well figure that when the choice was between him and
Hillary.
Yeah. Bunch of useless people. Why do I have to memorize their stupid names? I don't know. Anyway. you know, I knew that war was on the horizon. I'm surprised it hasn't come yet. Maybe Trump is a brilliant man, and he knows he was put in office to cause war, and he's sidestepping it left and right. I don't know. But it seems like he's trying to start it because he's messing with Russia, he's messing with Korea, and he's messing with the Middle East. And, you know, there he is. Anyway.
Toretta.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
You watched the video.
Okay, fine.
How to get the diplomatic immunity passport. Anyway, we can watch later.
Yep. We could probably throw on the big screen and watch that with the speaker. So. Yeah, I'm here at Joe's Bar and Grill, and I was handed a piece of paper, which I'm probably not going to read right here.
No.
You
get the highlights.
That's him.
Being held up for an old passport due to false child support.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this gentleman, a judge ruled that his child support was only a certain amount, and he paid it.
$100. Yep.
He paid it, and child support says, "Oh, no. We don't care what the judge said. You owe this much." And
so they locked me up in the United States jail without a passport.
Yep, he's in...
spent $450 on passport applications and
he's stuck in hotel Uncle Sam.
Well, not for tax reasons, just for child support.
And unable to leave. So... you can always check out, but you can never leave.
Yep.
I don't know. If ever I have to get out of this land, you know, and I'm not being forced to, it's something I need to do for other reasons, I will probably just go. And I'll probably have to go get myself a sailboat in order to do it. And they probably will never let me land on another shore ever again. So I have to sneak into the other place, the other land. So, and if ever I come back, I'll probably have to sneak back in. Because I'm not asking men permission to do what God has already said we are free to do.
come and go on this earth for you.
You know? And it's not their place to ask, to demand that I ask permission. It's not my place to ask somebody else. I mean, I would not walk into Joe's Bar and Grill without Joe's permission. Okay? Because it's his place. And he has a right to say you can and you can't come in. All right? But I'm not going to ask permission to enter my own house. And quite frankly, God owns this planet. I'm not asking Satan, and I'm not asking any of his children, or Lucifer, or whoever you want to call him. I'm not asking him or any of his children permission to do anything on God's green earth. Oh my, what was that all about?
Facebook.
Well, I mean, this one buzzed and that one buzzed and something back here buzzed all at the same time. Okay. I will bend over and get that. Well, I guess I won't. At least it landed on his back. Oh my. Well, I'm useless as a solitary host, and if I was completely by myself, I'd be reading you a book. But I'm not by myself. And I don't know. Has Joe got some more podcasts to play us? Or?
Oh, I could play part of this other one that was looking pretty interesting.
Okay.
It was on video on, I was playing just 5 minutes, 14 seconds.
Okay.
The video is the American National Passport. It only has 12 thumbs up, 550 views at this time. The date on this download is, I don't know, David, what's the date on this video that's been downloaded?
Well, let's see now.
Doesn't say the date, huh?
I don't see it. I do not see the date.
Really weird, huh? Right, which fly? We're hooked up to the speaker.
That is weird.
We got a speaker fly.
Now, is this on the YouTube app?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I would delete the YouTube app and just go through the YouTube site.
I don't know. Just push play.
Anyway, I'll push play.
Yeah.
Because you can get more information, and there's tricks that you can do from the YouTube site. So, and I push play.
United States of America, 1781. Starts with resident, the declaration of. Well, that's really weird. It didn't.
It played it too fast for him to read it.
Well, you must have bumped it over because that wasn't 5 minutes. You must have bumped it over somehow. You heard it. Most of that is the president. Resident alien. This supposed to be federal government as resident alien. This supposed to be. What country of citizens? North Korean territory. We are the state of documents. Without an oath of allegiance to their country, that never took an oath. And even without a country for that matter. What documentation nationality they think they have is federal, not national. The birth certificate is a state issued driver's license and a social security card, etc. Most do not have passports. The most basic form of nationality ID. This video is about national passport, more specifically American national passport. First, a word about American nationals. There's a lot of confusion about being an American national. By definition, of law, American nationals stand under oath of permission to their country. And the country is named United States of America. For more
check the title of the Government of the United States of America under 1781 Constitution Published International. Let me back that up so you can all get that.
And actually read it.
Right, a little bit fast. So let me pause that at that point so we can read it. Under the 1781 Constitution published as International Notice, bit.ly/first-in-time-first-in-right. Rewind it if you didn't hear me.
Yeah.
Most important distinction must be made. U.S. nationals are not American nationals. Specifically, anyone linked to the U.S. Constitution has broken title, claimed to be an American national. What this means is claiming to be under the U.S. Constitution makes you a federal U.S. national. Okay, we're still listening here. As we're listening. You must be under the national constitution to be an American national, confederating perpetual union. We're all learning. Now let's examine the passport. Begin with the definition taken from Black's Law, 5th edition. Passport is a document identifying a citizen, in effect requesting foreign powers to allow the bearer to enter and to pass freely and safely, recognizing the right of the bearer to the protection of good offices of American diplomatic and consular offices. Get all that? Somebody did a nice job of organizing this video, mostly free video. A license, an international law. In international law, a license or safe conduct issued during the progress of a war, authorizing a person to remove himself or his effects from the territory of one of the belligerent nations to another country, or to travel from country to country without arrest or detention on account of a war. Okay. Now, appearing in Black's Law, definition is court description explained, explanation cited from U.S. versus Law, U.S. New York 385, U.S. 475, 87, F. Circuit 574, 578, 17, LED 2nd, 526. A passport is evidence of permission from sovereign to its citizen to travel to foreign countries and to return to the land of his allegiance, as well as request to foreign powers that such citizen be allowed to pass freely and safely.
So I got to break in here.
Okay.
So that's also similar to when a slave from a plantation was given permission by his owner to carry a gun, and he'd be given a letter to ride a cart with horses on it and stuff like that to conduct the master's business. All right. So basically, this lady or person, whatever, is saying the passport is basically that. You know, and I don't know. I go back to what I was saying earlier. I'm not going to ask permission from men to do what God already told me I can do. I'm not their slave.
Well, you can't get on a plane and go anywhere if you don't have a passport. The airlines have been restricted by the government to keep you from traveling.
This may be the case. but then I don't want to get on their planes anyway because they operate ungodly things such as putting their hands all over you when they shouldn't be touching you at all, or taking pictures of you naked when that's a violation of your
constitutional
violation of your privacy.
Right.
You know.
Can I continue?
Yeah.
One might conclude from this citation. My conclusion is that the authority behind the rights to free passage and safety are found on the oath of allegiance to one's country. Question: have you taken an oath to your country? No, I haven't. How about you? We are not referring to the military oath to the Constitution of a foreign country, nor the pledge of allegiance to the company's flag. We are referring to the oath you were supposed to be given when you come of age. You have not taken an oath. You are not paying a nationality. Be forewarned, only the national government can issue that oath. There is a rogue element within the United States claiming to be the National Assembly. But what? Their claim is under the U.S. Constitution, the Federal and the Republic. Whoops, I got to back up because I missed that. It won't do it now. What's the deal? Okay. It's not claimed. It's not playing for me. Darn thing's locked up. There we go. But only the national government took that up. The rogue element within the United States claiming to be the National Assembly, but... There's a but. But the claim is under the U.S. Constitution, federal, and the Republic that never was a nation. Interesting. Mr. Lester, everybody. Since American nationals have never taken an oath to the United States of America, making them foreign to the United States, the reasonable conclusion is that freedom to come and go in the U.S. without being detained rests with the American national documentation as American national passport. Since the United States of America holds claim to that land, to the meters and bounds of the North American continent. But what if the opposite is true? The opposite should be true. U.S. citizens should be required to show a U.S. state passport to come and go outside of Manhattan Island. For more information...
Hello. Are you there? Click, click.
Welcome to the DDD Podcast! I'm still alive.
Joe's reading us from a YouTube that they idiotically just put pictures of the words instead of reading them themselves. So,
for more information about U.S. and our claims, we recommend https://www.youtube.com/watch?wpxa. You'll just have to look it up.
Yeah, let me cut and paste that off the video. Oh, you can't do that. So is the YouTube trying to go to another YouTube?
United States of America, 1781.com.
While we pull down and see if we can see the link, provide the link there.
I don't know. We'll see. Nope.
All right, so you're going to have to do the video again, and we're going to have to go to that website manually.
This one, the one you just put there?
The last one they gave us, basically.
Okay, the next one after this, right?
Yeah. But I think they're a little screwy, to be honest.
Why?
It's just another
United States of America, 1781.com. Okay, let's go there. United States of America, 1781.com. Badink.
Is that your sweetheart talking to you right now?
Yeah. She doesn't know why I've been talking to her. Okay. United States, Office Secretary of State and Department of State Government of the United States of America.
Well.
It might
first
be.
Off,
could be a different branch of the government, couldn't it?
First off, she's saying you're not a national if you haven't taken an oath. That's kind of screwy because...
No, you're not an American citizen if you haven't taken an oath. You're probably not nothing if you haven't taken an oath. You're just assuming you're something.
Well, it used to be there was nationals all over Europe, European nationals all over the place, and they traveled freely without passports. Passports is a relatively new thing. Just because they've been around longer than we've been alive doesn't mean that they've always been there. People used to travel freely from place to place and should always be able to. But now they've kind of locked things down. And I think one of the things they're pointing out is that you needed a passport in order to travel from place to place during war. Well, is there a permanent international war going on? Is that why everybody has a passport and everybody requires one now?
Probably so. We just haven't been told.
You know?
It's an underlying agenda.
You know, it's like, you know, hey, you know, we can require all these people to register with us if we...
Here's a document downloading.
Just declare that we're in war all the time. I don't know. I'm speculating.
This is a big, big file here.
Yeah, but it's coming in fast on your thing. All right, Kana, what do you got to talk about, seeing as I'm completely brain dead and shot right now? Let me guess, you dropped off the line already.
Maybe it's time to shut it down and say whatever you say at the end of the show.
Lost you again, I bet. Okay, comma. If I don't hear from you soon, I'm going to end the podcast. Period. And stop. All right. What? Now it's doing all sorts of weird stuff.
Well, you might want to look at this document that I downloaded. 26 pages.
26 pages.
Each one's like a page or whatever.
And I'm probably going to fall asleep right here on the couch at Joe's Bar and Grill. And
you mean on the countertop of the bar?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to call an end to this podcast and probably do it rather unprofessionally. You know, our general disclaimer, you know, we do not advise overthrowing any governmental agencies, fast food franchises, box stores, medical centers, anything like that. And and he's trying to call back in, but he's got no signal. Okay. Well, he'll be by himself here pretty soon. Anyway, do your own research, you know, and you know, basically part of the disclaimer is this podcast is made for men, made in God's image. It's not made for you, man or other animals as defined in the U.S. federal laws. You know, I'm a man made in God's image. I'm not a monkey's uncle. I am not related to any horses, amphibians, or whatever. I'm a creation of God. All right. So you can find more information about us at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And there should be instructions there for how to call in and talk to us. Anyway, so good night, folks, and I hope to hear from you next week, and that should make things a bit more lively. But as my phone is quickly losing charge, I should probably call it an end, and maybe Kane will take over. But I doubt it. He's in bad signal area. Talk to you later. Right. There's the wrong button.